Obama is off the hook, acted properly in the Sestak scandal. Stay tuned for UnNews. June 2010, Washington, the Capitol. The nation breathed a sigh of relief as President Obama categorically declared that he did nothing improper in Sestak Gate. The emerging scandal concerns a claim that the White House offered Pennsylvanian Joe Sestak a job if he would decline to run against Senator Arlen Specter. Specter switched to the Democratic Party, realizing that no Republican would ever vote for him, and Sestak was the Democrat in line for the seat. Specter has just shown in a primary that no Democrat will ever vote for him either. The claim came from Sestak himself during the campaign and was not picked up by anyone until now. It's illegal to offer hack jobs to politicians until after they lose. Thus, dozens of Republicans thrown out of Congress for claiming the sky would fall unless propped up with a tarp and mile-high pillars of banknotes are now plotting their comebacks in windowless offices, ostensibly working to ensure that the same loot is spent wisely and returned to the taxpayer at a profit. White House spokesman Barry Gibb, laughing in his unmistakable soprano, had offered various facts to refute the charges. The job on a presidential advisory board didn't pay any salary, and it was one a congressman such as Sestak could not legally hold. Finally, the job offer was made by Bill Clinton, who as president took the concept of honesty in office to new extremes, and he couldn't remember saying any such thing. It was a chain of excuses more airtight than any since the brouhaha over Mr. Obama's birthplace, and the networks and UnNews raced to cover for the president and make the scandal go away, a knack at which they and we had fallen out of practice in the last 8 years. Mr. Obama sought to put the matter to rest late Friday. The president said, quote, "Let me make this perfectly clear," unquote, going all the way back to founding father Richard Nixon. Quote, "I did nothing improper," unquote. The statement was rushed out in hopes of being heard by perhaps a few Washingtonians speeding away from the city for a long weekend in the Poconos or Tennessee. Beyond improper, did the president do anything illegal? Well, as he scolded John McCain during the White House health care summit, quote, "The American people don't care about these process issues." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.